Freestanding emergency rooms are popping up all around the Tampa Bay area. 9 have opened in the past 3 years alone. Healthcare companies are using them to reach more consumers, drawing patients in with promises of easy access to hospital-level care. But as Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa reports, patients and insurers are finding the convenience comes at a cost.
When Laura Macias' 12-year-old son crashed a hoverboard and broke his leg on New Year's Day, she and her husband scooped him up and headed for the closest hospital. Being new to Tampa, they didn't know the area. So when they saw a sign for an emergency room, they pulled in.
And like, oh, this must be it. We just like turned left and went in, and it was like this small ER place. It was not a hospital. It was just like this small ER place.
They had stumbled upon ER 24/7 in Temple Terrace, a freestanding emergency department run by HCA. It's one of more than a dozen facilities that have opened in the Tampa Bay area since 2008. They treat serious illness or injuries, but many are not equipped to handle life-threatening conditions or accept ambulances. They advertise wait times that are shorter than hospital-based emergency rooms, but that wasn't what the Macia family found on New Year's Day. After an initial consultation and some x-rays, they were left alone in an exam room.
We waited there for about 3 hours. He did have pain medication, but the pain was still very, very high.
Eventually, they put their son in a wheelchair and left. They drove about 10 miles south to St. Joseph's Hospital, where her son got x-rays, diagnosis, and a temporary cast in about 90 minutes. Laura Macia expected a bill from the standalone emergency department, but she was shocked at the price compared to the hospital ER, where her son actually received treatment. Charges from the facility and the doctors totaled $4,000, compared to just over $2,000 at the hospital.
It was absurd. It was ridiculous. It made no sense. I had two bills for services the same day, the same leg, the same kid. Like, what's going on here?
So Macia requested itemized bills from both providers. She built a spreadsheet for a side-by-side comparison, complete with billing codes, which were identical for most services. While there were big differences in how much the doctors charged, the biggest expense on her son's bill at both facilities was for a line item called emergency services. At the hospital, it was $1,100. At ER 24/7 in Temple Terrace, it was more than $2,600.
They can charge however much they want. They can charge double for not providing the service, and they're getting paid.
HCA declined to be recorded for this story, but officials did release a statement that said the amount patients pay is based on their insurance. Since Macia had a high deductible plan, she was responsible for the entire bill.
I was furious. I'm like, I'm going to be paying for a service we did not receive. It was a terrible experience from start to finish. It was horrible.
Health insurers are also noticing the prices at these freestanding emergency rooms. United Health Group saw claims surge across the country and decided to research the issue in Texas. Here's what it found. The average charge for treating common conditions at freestanding emergency departments was 22 times higher than the same treatment at a physician's office, and 19 times more than at an urgent care center. Lambert Vanderwald is a senior vice president at United Health Group.
When we looked at shifting the site of care in Texas from freestanding EDs to physician office and urgent care centers, it would result in a savings of over $3,000 per visit.
About 20 states have laws that regulate freestanding emergency rooms. California prohibits them altogether. Florida allows companies to open freestanding emergency rooms as long as they are associated with a hospital that has an emergency department. In the past few years, companies have been opening more and more of them. In 2015, Florida had 24 freestanding emergency rooms. Today, there are 61. Vanderwald says United Health Group's study found that most are being built in affluent areas where people can easily access other providers.
I think sometimes freestanding EDs are intended to compete with a local hospital.
That seems like the case in the Tampa Bay area, where some freestanding emergency rooms are opening within a few miles of competing hospitals. And in North Pinellas County, two freestanding ERs appeared to be going head-to-head against each other. In 2016, HCA opened ER 24/7 in Palm Harbor. About a month after that, Advent Health opened a freestanding emergency room about a mile away, on the same road. From the street, both facilities might be confused for urgent care centers, where people see a doctor for minor illnesses. One difference is freestanding ERs have bright red emergency signs. Still, Vanderwald says some people seem to confuse the two types of facilities. United Health study found that most people who use freestanding emergency departments are there for conditions that can be treated for much cheaper elsewhere.
We determined that the five most frequent diagnoses were fever, bronchitis, sore throat, upper respiratory infection, and cough.
That's kind of what happened to Ron Vargas. In April, Vargas's daughter was having trouble breathing. He looked for an urgent care center first. Instead, his family ended up at Citrus Park ER, another freestanding emergency department owned by HCA. His daughter's condition had improved by the time they arrived, but a doctor recommended an electrocardiogram just to be safe. The test showed she was fine. Vargas didn't think much of it when he got a bill for $2,000 from Citrus Park ER. He has a high deductible plan, so he was responsible for the entire bill.
So I paid it off pretty much immediately using my HSA card.
Then he got a second bill, this one from the doctor who treated his daughter, for $1,200. He didn't realize these convenient facilities would have multiple charges for one visit. HCA says Vargas's bill would have been the same if he had gone to one of its hospital-based emergency rooms. Still, he wonders how much more he would have had to pay if his daughter's condition was more serious.
If this happens for a small thing as, you know, a breathing issue and an ECG, what would it be if I had a broken leg?
Laura Macia and her son know the answer to that question. She and Vargas both agree that they will never set foot in another freestanding emergency room. But with the rate at which these facilities are being built in Florida, they may have trouble avoiding them. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.